far.
Orlando's very own singer-songwriter at Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's here. It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city. You heard? Dang.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistent checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick.
Orlando's very own singer.
He was already in here clowning before we went live, so I can only imagine what's going to happen right now. But, you know, I always start to my left from Socially Thoughtful, the podcast. Ty's in the building.
Yerp.
And across from Ty, we got DJ Levy 56, Ice Cream DJs.
Yes, sir.
And across from me is another first timer, DJ Delastimo. What's up?
What's up? What's up? We here.
So, okay, well, how was everybody's week? Last week?
Last week was good, man, you know. COVID free, man. You know, that's the thing to say nowadays, man. You just got to go out there.
COVID free.
That's it. That's the new hashtag right
here. Hashtag COVID free.
Yeah.
What's that? It was good. It was a good week. Good week. Made some money. Got out the way.
Why are you talking like with your Teddy Pendergrass voice? Like, I don't understand what's going on right now.
Gross.
Like.
Gross. Boss, that's that boss talk, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm just chilling, man.
Nah, whatever. How was your week, Ty?
I still ain't got fired yet. So, it's a pretty good week.
Hey, man, don't start.
I still got my babies with me. And still got the kiddos. So
hanging in there, baby.
Still making money, still can buy diapers and wipes.
Yes,
I mean, that's important.
Exactly.
Before we get into tonight's topics, I do got to give a shout out to our sponsor, Mixmasters. Hit him for all your party bartender needs. He travels in Florida, and everybody in here except Ty. It's sipping, and they all said it's good, so get you in.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, definitely delicious.
We are going to start with, just because I'm semi over this topic, but because it's still on social media and I still listen to the song, I kind of want to get your input on it.
Mm.
So, this whole entanglement thing, Will and Jada.
I'm trying to get one.
You want an entanglement?
Why?
Yeah. I need something. I'm lonely. I need help.
You're lonely?
Yeah. I've been single for 2 years now. Help. I'm taking all applications, anything.
That ain't what you want, then.
Not an entanglement.
Nah, an older, rich woman? Yeah, I take it.
No, then you fall in love, man. That's what happened.
And then she leave you and go back to her husband. Like,
scoop.
Come on up.
Scoop.
That's true.
That's it. Like,
no, I'm honestly over it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I mean, we in August, so we cheating on August anyway. So
yes, sir.
So after August, it can be officially over.
I like what you did there, bro.
Right, you see? Okay, no, but does being separated give you a hall pass to be entangled with somebody else?
I mean, if y'all come to a mutual agreement, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
You're separated. You're not divorced.
If you're not divorced. Yeah. But you're cheating.
Word is bond.
No.
No.
Word is bond.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Nah, the understanding is the biggest thing.
You're still cheating.
You're not cheating. If you're in a relationship with somebody and y'all have an understanding that this is what it's going to be, and that relationship, they're cool with it, it's not cheating.
On paper, because of that paper, because of the legal document,
right,
you're cheating.
But exactly.
Since word is bonded.
What goes on in the house.
Yeah.
We have a bond agreement signed by this paper.
Right.
And you broke the lease.
Technically, you did not break the lease because we had a conversation.
By street code,
was okay with
by street
it.
Code,
I was
it's okay
with it.
I guess.
He said by street code.
For real.
I guess.
Nah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think it was rich people problems, honestly. Yeah. I just don't think we go through that in the hood. Like, this wouldn't even be a story.
You don't think so?
Come on.
Everyday people go through it.
It's
just
be a
not
hood
called
story.
An entanglement.
It ain't going to be in the media.
Yeah,
It's going to be in the neighborhood.
People go through it.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I will peek out my front door to watch somebody go through their entanglement. I would watch that.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I'm just saying, it'd be good.
Because if you think about it, we saw an entanglement way back in Friday when old dude came home and the wife was cheating on him because the person kept running on his grass.
But that wasn't an entanglement, right? It wasn't an entanglement.
It wasn't an entanglement.
That was cheating.
That was cheating. That man was
still
married.
So what's the difference?
That
man was still married.
Right.
He did not he did not know that they were not together.
Right.
She was just out here smashing. Like, that's a difference.
She knew they wasn't together.
he didn't know.
She didn't care that they
was together. Ah, there you go.
She was like, he ain't home.
That's where that word is bond come through at.
That's what it is.
Baby, we not together. I'm going to do what I want.
Well, I mean, my thing is, you might as well just get divorced if that's what y'all going to do.
Stop, I mean, to each his own, though. Yeah. They ain't getting a divorce.
That's an extended hall pass.
If we're talking about this particular topic, then they were on the verge of divorce. Like, right, he said he was done. Right. Mm-hmm. I was done with you. You were done with me. Mm-hmm. So they were in that pathway, and then they came back. And then we found out years later about what happened, and we blew it all up.
And I don't think it was years later. I think that was another lie she told.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that was 4 years ago. He was just on the show 2 years ago.
How you think it wasn't 4 years ago?
It's too many clues. They was on the red carpet.
She leaving Scooby snacks all over the place.
Come on, man. You know Black Twitter don't give up, bro.
Come on now, Nick.
I'm just trying to understand.
As a male, that could possibly be, that I understand a lot of heartbreak. You're not waiting 4 years to let that heart break out. Oh, no, ma'am.
No, sir.
That was fresh.
Yeah. But I mean, okay. Let me just play the advocate, right? Let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time that he chose. Imani said Jada subleased.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's just say that he chose now to talk about it in detail because of his documentary and because of his album.
That's what I was saying. Okay. I feel like it was good. It was a good public stunt for him to run up some numbers.
Because if you
right
think
quick.
About it, yeah, because if you think about it, nobody. At least nobody I know was really checking for August like that.
Not true.
Until he decided to talk about this. I didn't even know he had a documentary until. You know what I'm saying? So.
Unless you follow him like that, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Exactly. Like a
y'all
true
forgetting
fan.
Forgetting the song that came out way before the album.
What,
which
the was? Nunya song?
What is it called?
Oh, yeah. He did. What was that last
middle
year?
Name. Yeah. Around the 2 year mark when everything really happened.
And again, nobody really cared. Everybody was like, he just dropped something. Like,
they
okay, cool.
They cared, but they
it
was it like,
wasn't
this
dragged
be,
out like
you said something
this
important.
True.
You said something really important. Nobody was checking for dude before this.
Nobody was checking.
But he good. The boy got skills.
He is, but nobody was checking for him.
He wasn't checking for him, though. He needed a reviver, and so, who else but Jada to ping him back?
Put himself on the platform. He put himself on the platform.
I do believe him when he said the necessary phone calls were made before.
I do too.
I believe that.
I don't think he was lying at all, period.
I don't think he was lying.
Nobody said he was lying.
No, but a lot of people on social media was like, oh, it's not true, da da da. I don't think there's no way you're going to come out of the woodwork and go in detail about this, about Jada.
Exactly.
I think he may have embellished a little stuff, but for the most part,
I think. Well, no embellishing in that.
No.
Only thing that was getting embellished.
He was embellishing them.
That's what he was doing.
That's what he's embellishing.
No, I don't think so.
Man, please.
Okay, do y'all like the song, though?
I love it.
The song is trash.
Good friend of mine wrote
Entanglement.
It.
Entanglement. Yeah.
I've only listened to it one time. And I only listened to it for Ross.
Oh, I play it.
That was it.
No, I play it, play
it. Like, I'm in that with it.
I play it.
I think
turn my speakers
cliche,
up and all of that.
Yeah.
It's too cliche, man. It's like, oh, man, now we got a gimmick song, bro. Like, come on, man.
But you got to think about it. Ray J did it.
But
yeah, but that was a little. I like the way Ray J did. He just gave it to us. He was like, "Ah, here it is. I hit it first and walked off. Just had to let y'all know I was first. See you.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Get to the smoke. No, I like it.
I don't like gimmick songs myself, personally. Like, if you're gonna write it, man, write it. You know. Give me another good gimmick song that you can think of right up top, and like, oh, it was a gimmick. It was good. Exactly. Your silence says everything.
Damn.
Dang.
I got a thing. Give me more than 30 seconds.
It's the truth.
No, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know. Like, this gimmick, it's only going to, like, entangle. Will we be singing Entanglement in 2021?
I won't say his gimmicky is called capitalizing.
That's a good question.
That's a good.
It's no, capitalizing.
It is capitalizing, but will you be playing Entanglement in 2021?
Well, I don't know. Come Christmas time, you probably will, because it's going to be some Entanglement gifts.
It's some Entanglements this year.
It's going to be some gifts given by some Entanglements.
Hold on.
It's some bonus babies popping up this Christmas.
Imani said if he lied, they would have never sat at the IKEA table.
That's very true. My thing is, why is nobody reaching out to make sure Will is okay? Because he looks sick.
I think he's fine. But you know what?
I don't think so.
Let me tell you. I have mixed emotions about it, right? Because on one hand, Will is a great actor. He is. So there's no...
They both are.
Touche.
She all right.
But I feel like Will is a good actor. So for him to sit at that table and have that face like he did in the episode of Fresh Prince isn't...
That face at the table is a step below. Like, that was an Oscar-winning performance.
But this is what I'm saying. For him to have that face isn't like he can't act and make that face, and then when the camera's cut off, he go right back to sipping whatever he sip on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
True. So part of me feels like he's just fine. The other part of me feels like it's embarrassment because now we actually have to disclose in the public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, what about the kids? Ain't nobody ask about the kids. Yeah.
Them kids,
they fine.
You buy them a new Porsche, they all right.
They straight.
That's true. New little living room. No, I think Will's fine, though, man. Like, honestly, we've been saying for years that
Will and Jada had a swing.
Here she go.
We don't have no evidence.
Here you go. Do not do that. Digging up fake dirt. Because if you watch the Red Table Talk, Will said, I'm going to get you back. And Jada said, you already got me back enough.
But now he has to get her back. That is a black woman. She going to have a rebuttal.
They've been doing it.
Okay, but now he got to get her. He has to get her back and has to go public.
Right, exactly. This got to go public.
It's got to go public now.
He got to get a flat back white woman. That's the only way it's even.
It's the only way.
That's the only way.
A no hit maker.
Oh.
A no hit maker.
A square back.
Red Table Talk with Rachel Ray. Right now.
Rachel Ray.
Flat back white woman. Come on.
You know what? That's
Martha Stewart.
She has Snoop.
So.
That's true. Ain't nobody ever seen Martha Stewart's husband.
No,
I'm just saying.
No. I'm honestly going to cut all of y'all mics off.
You gonna mute us?
Yes. Not you. Okay. Just them.
Wow. You see it. Okay. Yeah.
Y'all getting a little crazy. No. Okay, so do you feel like, because you said nobody asked if the kids is okay, right? Do you feel like if the roles were reversed, like if it was...
Oh, my God.
He would have got crucified.
How nasty it would be.
No, let me finish my question. That's not where I was going. Hold on. Let me bring y'all back.
Okay.
Now where it's going. Had Will had an entanglement with one of Willow's friends, do you think
he would have got dragged?
Yeah,
he'd been on the news.
Yeah. Okay, so but he would have been called R. Kelly. But how? Because August wasn't underage.
You're right, yeah, but Jaden probably hit him with a text young. Like, "Bruh, really?"
It's the image thing.
He wasn't underage. If you switch the roles, I'm guarantee you they were like, "Oh, that's just nasty."
But you see how you added it up. What if Willow's friend? Nobody ever said that was Jaden's friend.
True, you're right.
Immediately it would be, oh, yeah, that's Willow's friend. And now
Will becomes the creepy guy that's finding girls that's 20 years younger than him.
Yeah, why you need a 20-year-old?
They're going to pull up hair back here.
But y'all notice the double standard that's going on right now, though?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
But we have to understand that is going to be out there. It's always going to be a double standard. Yeah. We're all going to think like this. Like, why are
that's
we
life.
Yeah, it's life. That's what we got to chalk that
that's
up.
That's trash.
I have a daughter that thinks she can't do that if I had a son that he could do. And vice versa. It's like that in life.
That's trash.
It is.
It's
the way of life.
Yeah. America's trash. Get over.
Just got to deal with it.
Wow. Okay.
Facts.
So.
Factual.
Okay. So for the last couple, my last couple shows, I've been talking about mental health and black men, right?
Ooh, good topic.
I see why you got us on here. I see.
Good topic.
Yes. And I honestly want to touch on Kanye West.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Because this isn't the first time he's had, like, a public
lapse
episode.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first, and it's really not the second either.
Right.
So, first, I want to start with how do y'all feel about his most recent comments about how Miss Tubman didn't free the slaves?
I feel like he was just talking out the side of his neck, to be honest. Because if you watch the full clip, what he said previous to that comment, they're not going to show it. Because I watched a video of, like, the whole conference or whatever he was saying. And, like, before he was like, yo, you know, we got to, like, emancipate ourselves from these jobs and do what we can do and be self-sufficient. And it just evolved into, oh, well, you know, this slavery mentality and trying to get away from it. And this was what happened. It's like, that's the only part that's going to get captured to make him look worse.
It's a soundbite.
Yeah. It's going to make it look worse than what it really is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not already bad. Mm-hmm. However, comma... Got that from you. However,
you did. I was going to say that.
However, comma. Like, yes, he has issues, but at the same time, in being, I'm not going to say he's insane, but in some part of that, he has his sanity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the part a lot of people don't want to show about him, because he's a creative genius. And being a creative genius, it takes on like certain levels that certain people just don't not fully going to understand.
Name one genius that ain't crazy.
Ain't crazy. But I think the problem with...
But not it, does that justify with, it because he's a genius?
Okay. I'm going to go
I'm
last.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off.
No, I'm going
to
let him go. I'm going to go last.
Okay.
No, I think what you're saying, like, the part of it that Kanye gets me is the bipolarness.
Right.
I think when he's on his pill, he's more level. Or, let me just, I'm speculating. Right, when he's on medication, he's more level. Like, you get just a mellow. When he's not, we get extreme erratic Kanye, and we don't understand it mm-hmm. as just normal people. Like, what is wrong with him? Because we've seen the normalness, and then you have this act out, and people around him, that's the most, that's who's going to get impacted the most. Wife, you know, kids and things of that nature, because daddy's not the same, my husband's not the same, so right. they care about him, so it impacts them, and he's just acting out, and they're like trying to, hey bro, you
always gonna put a spotlight on the outliers,
right? Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so I think that's what gets Kanye out there, where we like, man, he's off his loony. Yeah. Hmm.
So I am the biggest Kanye fan you will ever find in life.
No, I believe you.
Huge. Ye only gets like this during album time, mm-hmm. and he has the same when he gets off his meds, it's so he can be creative, and being that when he gets off his meds, he goes to the same exact thing, which is, I want to run for president. Being that I've worked in psych hospitals for like 4 years, you get to see and deal with certain diseases. And with what he has, they always, whenever they're off their meds, it's always that one issue or one thing. Either it's like aliens are coming to get me, or the FBI has bugged my phone. That's when you know, okay.
Oh, people, I've heard that one.
They're off their meds. Okay, cool. It's just that his is in the public eye. Mm-hmm. I don't like Kim. I don't care for Kim.
Why?
I think Kim's a horrible person.
Why?
In general or based on this incident?
In general.
Period.
Why?
You know why and when this is going to happen. Mm. It's a cycle. If I can see it from the outside as just a fan, you obviously can see it as a person that it's right there.
But
and
I mean,
you have the power to stop it. You literally have that power.
Can you really stop an episode? You mean like give him his med?
No, what I'm saying is you literally have the power from outlets letting it go out like that.
Oh,
or
okay.
You have the power to change, step up and say, hey, this is what it is. You're being reactive instead of proactive because it helps you with your show.
But do you think, okay, two things. Do you think when it comes to them getting into that state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like somebody can say, like when he did the presidential rally thing and mm-hmm. where all of this came from?
Right.
And she could have said, I don't think you should do it. I don't think you should do it. But what stops him from being like, F it, I'm going to do it, and getting on his jet and going anyway?
That's just like saying, you can't stop the train when it's already going down here at 100. Mm-hmm. But you saw it when it was at 2.
You saw the writing on the
okay.
wall.
Okay, I get
but
you.
But you know.
So you're saying like she sees signs, obviously, that we don't.
You know when album time is coming. Mm-hmm. You know. It's not a secret. You know he's going to Wyoming for this amount of time. You know. It's just that album time coincides with your new season that's coming up. So it gives you new content. Because there's no Jordan Woods this time.
But she did say, I did read a article that she did say she's not filming his episodes and stuff, like him
Nick,
going through all
she
of this.
Can say, Nick, she don't got to film it, but it can get talked about.
Exactly. If you really think these people that have made their money off of the backs of black men going nuts, you are sadly mistaken. There is not one
I mean,
black
I don't
man.
Watch the show.
So. I don't watch the show either, but when you think about the numbers that they probably give her, like, yo, you know, with this episode, without him on it, you probably going to do this amount of money. Mm-hmm. But you put him on there, even if it's just a little 15-second, 20-second clip.
A soundbite
of him, of actually visually seeing him. Even if they put up the viral video of everything happening, you're going to make him out this amount of money. It's going to be a little bit of a debate. It's not going to be an automatic, no, we're not doing it.
Gotcha.
And just the anticipation of what they might show, or ooh, I wonder what we can hear.
Because in that point, she gets to control the narrative.
Because tell me, what is her real talent?
She's never had a talent. No, she's never had one.
Exactly.
I've always said that. Even because we wouldn't know, my opinion. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. we wouldn't know who any of them are if it wasn't for the sex tape.
If it wasn't for her mother.
Well, I didn't know who they were until the sex tape.
That's who signed it off.
No, well, school meeting.
Yeah, talk to us, bro. Right? Okay. Give us some info. Drop us. Enlighten us, bro. Unentangle
us. Let me, right. I didn't know that. Chris got all the game. Chris is the reason why they're at where they're at.
She's running the show like a pimp behind the scenes.
Definitely. She's a puppet master.
Wow. Yeah, definitely.
She is smooth with it.
But that's deep.
Most definitely. I mean, I'm not saying that she's totally at fault because Jay is a grown man. You know you're supposed to take your medicine. But at the same time.
But if you're saying like you're saying it, kind of like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was saying, hey, when I was on the lean, that's when I had my best content.
It's right? True. He hasn't had a great hit song since.
Right. And he said, bro, y'all talk about the lean, but this is what made me boom, boom, boom. So if it's the same for Kanye, can we really be mad at him for getting off his meds to, you know?
Yes, because I don't need another Jesus album. Mm. I need another registration, sir.
Okay. So do you, with all of this being said, do you think that Black men are too prideful to admit that they have a mental?
Yes.
No.
No.
Not now.
I say yes. Not now. I say still. I say, well, I say yes with the asterisk of depending on the age.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I say no with the asterisk of depending on time. Like we saying, in this day and age where mental health is on the forefront, where that's like we're talking about it.
It's a conversation now.
It's a conversation, but again, that's why I say it depends on the age. Because you got younger cat, like I'm 30.
Yeah.
Like
you 30?
You old.
Don't do that.
Hey, bro, I'm still in my 20s.
Call yourself young.
For the next 4 days.
Yeah, for the next 4 days, don't do that. But yeah, like I probably say it wasn't like nothing crazy or no mental break episode, but I had like a little lapse, like probably like last year. Right, like, right before my 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like real bad.
Oh,
like
so you about to be 31.
Yeah, I'll be 31 this year. Yeah. But like,
I'm sorry, that's not the point. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but for like a good like 5-6 months, like I was like in the hole, like in my own head about a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to share that with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I feel like that's an age type of thing. Like I understand the timing, like 2020, it's at the forefront.
So,
but it takes a while to get to that point.
Question. You said you didn't want to share it. Do you think that was due to your pride or is just like you didn't know how to deal with it?
Like pride and ego. Okay. And that's age for me. Because exactly. That's like you got a lot of young cats that's like they may be going through shit, but they don't want to show it. And it's like I don't want to show it because, you know, I'm supposed to be this macho man type of thing. But once you get up there in age, you kind of like, you know what? I can't show this. I can't get help type of thing.
Yeah. I put it towards, for me, because I definitely went through, I lost a person I was engaged to over that.
Mm.
Over dealing with depression and dealing with things that weren't right with me. Actually, my psychiatrist is 2 lights up the street. So,
really?
Yes. What got me to go, though, and it kind of speaks to what both of you said, Charlamagne and God, one. Because hearing him.
I like Charlamagne.
Yeah, he's a big mental health advocate.
Yeah, he's a really big mental health advocate.
With my book, Nick. you forgot to get my book. You forgot. I know. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
But hearing him constantly say it, and it was like, hey, this guy don't have a problem admitting this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then two was my uncle, which is basically my black Superman, to find out that he went, it was like, oh, okay. Oh, so it's okay to go. And right. Then once I went, I was like, oh, I'm telling everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a good feeling.
I wish I did it at 18. I'd probably be a billionaire.
Wow. That's deep. But then we're going back to timing. When you was 18 with mental health, we weren't talking about
it.
Yeah,
it wasn't a conversation.
It was definitely like, bro, I can't tell nobody.
Yeah. Because you're like, I don't want the homie to look at me crazy type of thing. Yeah.
And that's crazy.
But that's what we always say. It wouldn't even be a mental thing. It's like, you're crazy.
Right.
We don't want to be crazy.
Don't talk about it. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You'll be straight. Check it out.
Or you only talk to your homeboy. The hell does he know?
Or you trying to do some stuff too? Or in the way that you tell them, you kind of hinting at it just to see their reaction. It's like,
but okay,
they're not supporting you. Kind of like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, I'm crazy for thinking this way type of thing.
Yeah. So which makes you shut down even more.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
most definitely
agreed.
So you just said you lost your fiance.
Yep.
Due to being depressed. So you feel like it
or
makes
dealing with depression. There's two sides to it for how I was dealing with it. There's the, you know, you on the caps, sad, bored, whatever. Or you feel your day with other stuff. And you just compound it, compound it, compound it, compound it, and compound it. And then when all that builds up, you pop. And I wasn't taking it out on the person that did it or whoever or the situation. I was taking it out on her.
Because she was there.
Yeah. So she got the blunt of it.
Do you feel like depression, bipolar, anything, anxiety, do you feel like it causes or it affects you being in a relationship?
Most definitely.
Oh, yes.
Because once I got the help, it was like, yo, I'm a different person. Definitely. I'm not the same person I was when I was in that. My friends, because you're my friends, you can see it. Mm-hmm. I'm more creative. I got things to do because I got somebody I can go talk to and let it out. Start building up. Yeah, yeah, like when stuff get heavy, it's pressure enough being a black man. It's pressure enough being a black father. Then there's pressure to be a working black man. Then there's pressure to be you trying to date as a black man. Then you trying to be financial. It's a lot of pressure. Not saying that the black woman doesn't have any pressure. I'm not saying that. It's
just. I mean, I wasn't even going to go there. I was going to let you have your. I was going to let you.
It's 2020. I already know where to go. Yeah.
Okay.
You was going to get flamed on Twitter. Oh, they were
going to get me. Light the lighter. Up in flames.
It's. I can truly say as a black man, it's total. It's different. It's a weight that
it's a different type of weight.
Yeah,
I definitely agree because that's kind of what led to my relationship struggles and not being in a relationship and trying to get in another relationship but still trying to deal with past stuff. And it's kind of like you're in your own head about a lot of stuff, but at the same time, you know, the possibilities are endless because you're at the knowledge level of saying, oh, I can release this energy and go talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And not have to be talking only to my friends. I can go talk to somebody who don't know nothing about me and just talk. Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
It's a safe space. Facts. So how do y'all feel like Kim is implementing that in Kanye?
No. I feel like she listened to him, but it's probably from the standpoint of, okay, babe, but it's not really like a feedback type of thing. Okay.
I think it's harder for them, and again, because it's rich people, popular people problems, where as if, you know, it was somebody local, you know, you don't have to worry about the outside world. Everything they do is amplified by the media, bro. You got you scrolling through IG, is my husband's going crazy, or you know Kim is not doing divorce. Like you got to beat through that, and then try to keep your kids away from all that. Right. At the same time, while trying to make sure, because we don't know what's going on in the household.
That's very true. Very
she true. Could be like, "Yo, Kanye, like you know, blah blah blah," but we don't get that. All we get is Kim is looking for a divorce. Like we get clips because we're in this 15-second. World where you got to have things quick and it has to be short, so we're not going to get the whole story.
And nobody really wants to go look for the whole story either. We're not reading. If you're going to be 1,000, nobody's going to look for that whole Kanye speech. Nobody's going to look for, you know what I'm saying? Like they're going to look. They're going to consistently watch and consistently share that 10 seconds of
the clip, the headline.
She ain't free to slave.
Right,
exactly.
And I think he's very misunderstood. Because sometimes I understand what he's saying, he just says it horribly.
Yeah, he can't articulate what is like. Yeah, so I'm with you on that. Like some of the stuff he's saying, it's like, well, I mean, if we really think about it.
If you sit down and think about it, okay, you can kind of walk the dog with it, but
technically, at the same time, he shouldn't have said it. Let's start there. Yeah, because, you know, people will be like, oh, no. But he shouldn't have said it. But technically, it's not really wrong, you know.
Everybody shouldn't hear your opinion sometimes. Right.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh.
Okay, so I actually want to get into the meat and potatoes.
Well, here we go.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Right.
I know I got some comments, but I'm going to read them in a second. Do you think there'll be more...
bum, 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 bum.
Do you think there'll be more successful relationships
yes.
if women shot their shot?
Ooh.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Oh. The Wi-Fi. It's a few women I wish they shot my way.
Yeah.
Shoot it.
Pull up on 30.
just let it fly.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a lot of pressure for men. Like when you see somebody you like and you're thinking,
you're of rejection. You know, that's exactly the first thing we
that,
think of.
That R word.
Yeah. What is she going? She's going to say no. Let me find a way to get in there. Like, what is my opening step? Is right. really the first thought that men have. Like, yeah.
how do I get there?
My foot in the door.
I see the door. So how do you want us to get there?
But what I love, because
I'm in the technology world,
and I use the Bumble now. And on Bumble,
The Bumble.
And on Bumble, women have to make the first move. Ooh. It got so bad for y'all that they had to put in pre-prescribed questions to help you.
Oh, no. I'm not on Bumble. I might join one day.
You should. It's interesting. But I've talked to girls, and they're like,
thank you.
Oh, we see what y'all go through, because this isn't easy when I have to start the conversation. Yeah, it's not.
I think, and it's crazy because we talked about this a time, that for me is more like, yes, I want you to shoot your shot, but be consistent with it. Like,
exactly. Consistency.
Like, as a guy, like, if I'm shooting my shot and I know I like you, like, I'm going to shoot my shot. Maybe I might take a layup. I missed a layup. Okay. Now I know, okay, I got to go a little harder. Maybe I might need to take a three. I need to take a bigger shot. Okay, I take a half-court shot. But I'm still keep shooting. For a lot of women, once they miss that one or two shots, they like, all right, he don't want me no more.
Because a lot of us don't take rejection.
I agree.
Right. And we do.
I'm not saying that y'all do, but what I will say...
We just know how to handle it well.
Y'all know how to handle it because don't take this wrong, but y'all get rejected.
We're used to it.
Yeah. So,
we've been trained for it all our life.
You get what I'm saying? Through time.
That's like when they tell you, if you fall, get up.
Try your knee again.
Exactly. But here's the thing you got to understand. For us as women, we weren't coached to say, go shoot, you know, shoot your shot, do this. He's supposed to shoot it to you. He's mm-hmm. supposed to approach you.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
supposed to... Uh-huh. So now being so, in a whole new day and age of females...
So the question...
The NBA wasn't built in the day, man.
It wasn't. When I hear that statement, my mind goes to, there are more women in the world than there are men.
Okay.
Yep.
So at that point, if we really truly were shooting our shot at every woman, we'd be like, what is it? Polygamy?
That's what
we'd be polygamous.
They need to bring that back. It was
but as a, I feel like as a woman, if you know what
Stuff
you want,
you
go
you
after it.
Kanye.
I went to school at FAMU.
FAMU.
On the hill.
Here we go.
At FAMU, the ratio of women to men.
Talk to him, Pastor.
Is 7 to 2.
Hey!
Oh, snap.
7 to 2.
You can have 7 of them things and they'll never know each other.
7 to 2.
They'll never know each other.
I mean, okay, but I just feel like this.
If you want it, go get it.
I can speak for myself and at least two of my best friends, right? I know for a fact that we have shot our shot. And it's so funny because I got my line from one of my... Shout out to Ashley. Hey, babe.
Wow.
I got one of my lines from her, right? Because...
What's the line?
What is your line?
We're going to grade it right now. What's the line?
I'm about to let y'all in my game room, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
So... But I haven't done it in years.
It's all right.
So,
I'm MJ coming back from retirement.
No, I'm just saying.
It's a little rusty.
You know, I'm just saying.
You know my left knee.
I'm just saying. So, I would normally, if I think you're attractive,
okay,
you know, mm-hmm. no disrespect if you have a lady, but you're very handsome. And it's either it opens up for conversation. You either say,
Wait, that's your line?
That's it. That was so quick.
That's your line.
That was so quick. But you know what? Simplicity. But
that's it.
Come on. That's great.
Oh,
y'all cheat. No. Do you know how much they... That wouldn't work for us.
It doesn't have to work for us.
Simplicity, bro.
That wouldn't work for us. Make them work.
But look, I'm not saying... I'm not saying that's GTD. I'm not saying you're going to get my draws with that line. I'm just saying you're going to get me to be like, oh, thank you, love.
Okay.
It opens
and get your response.
It opens the conversation. So you either say, I do have a lady, but thank you. Cool. You go back to your corner. I go back to my corner. That's it. Or you say, I don't have no lady. I appreciate it. You know, you beautiful too. Thank you. What's your name? Boom. Now we have a conversation.
Oh, so I have to give you a compliment back.
No, you don't have to, but the times that I've used it,
It happened.
It happened that way.
Look at her.
So
in the gym shooting.
It opened.
In the
gym shooting. It opened conversation, and you know, numbers was exchanged. One of the people I used on 10 years ago were actually still very, very cool.
That's what's up.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only.
What would you say your success rate is for that line?
I mean, I don't know.
It can't be. It's well. Not. It can't be.
What is your over under?
What is your 3-point percentage from shooting that line?
If we put you in the game late in the shot clock,
can you make it?
We talking about at the end of the night when the club is closing.
Can you call out?
You gotta go get him.
Hey,
and you say that line.
Whoa, sir, they're not ready for that type of pressure.
They really not. They really not.
I ain't doing that.
Can you close out the deal?
Can you close halftime for us?
I don't. I can't give you my success rate because I don't do it often. I haven't done it in a while, so
I like
don't
the disclaimer. I like the disclaimer.
As a young woman out here doing your thing in this millennial world, do you feel there's pressure now on you to have to step up? Because guys, the ratio of guy that would be into you is getting really slim.
Or quality, not ratio, quality.
Quality of guys, excuse me. It's getting really slim for
it's
you.
It's not about what quantity, it's about quality.
Because there's a whole bunch of people trying to date, let me take you out.
But that's getting any even slimmer. Guys in jail.
Mm.
Oh. Gay guys.
Oh.
Guys that don't even like dark-skinned girls, because that's the thing.
That is a thing.
Guys that don't like white girls.
We still do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. They're there.
And then there's melanin in your life. But, I mean, okay.
Are you feeling pressure to really go out here and get in the game?
Pressure? No.
Okay.
Okay.
No. I think they need to be able to shoot that shot, but like
when,
you said,
wait,
just
what?
To get the door open.
When she flirts or shows a sign she's interested, is that a form of them shooting their shot?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. But
it's
again,
not a good
it's,
shot.
It's a lazy shot.
Yeah, simplicity is the mother of invention. Like,
get in the game.
Like your comment of saying, "Oh, I think you're handsome." That's a very simple line. That gets you in the door. That jiggles the doorknob.
Yeah.
Will the key work?
No, probably not.
The key will not work.
You never know.
You're right. You never know.
But I don't know. I don't know if I consider flirting shooting my shot, me personally, just because I'm a natural flirt.
Also, we need to clarify that then. What is shooting your shot to you?
Ooh, to me, it is. If I'm the one shooting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because people say shoot or shoot. I don't think I'm a shooter. But
hey, everybody can't shoot.
Look, everybody can't shoot. She
gonna disclaim us to death, bro. What is shooting your shot, man? Like, what?
You watch basketball, Nick?
A little bit.
Who's your favorite player?
I used to love Dwayne Wade until he retired.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're a shooter. You're a shooter. Dwayne Wade closes.
So I don't know. To me, I guess shooting my shot would be if I actually approach you and initiate a conversation.
And you don't think
so? How was you sending that line?
No, that.
I think you're handsome. Was you texting that to him? Or
no, that was me shooting my shot. No, that was me shooting my shot. That's my definition of shooting your shot. If it's to me, every female might think they're shooting their shot is different than that. I don't consider flirting shooting my shot because, like I said, I'm a natural flirt. So I don't want you to feel like, which has happened actually. Guys have been like, oh, you know, well, after a conversation, oh, you know, link up. No, thanks, sir, but I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
So they flirting to me, I don't think it's shooting much. What?
Why you do that?
Do what?
Why you flirt with a guy? I'm like,
it's not
playing.
Intentional. No, I'm
just playing. I can't say.
That's the real pass kick out to the three.
No. I'm a natural. It's not. Yeah, I go and
do it.
I'm a natural flirt.
I feel you. I'm a natural flirt, too.
Yeah,
when I've been in situations with being with a chick, she'd be like, oh, so you trying to talk? I'm really not. I'm like, that's just how I come off.
So I don't walk up to people and just start twirling my hair and making sure my lips is popping on purpose. Like, nah. But it's literally
stop the madness.
It's literally through, like, you know, conversation. Or I will say this, pat on the back, my vibe is dope. So sometimes people will.
I like that.
I mean,
trick me.
Shoot.
Trick me.
I'm just saying. So it's like, you know, sometimes people might take that a step further or take it, you know, like, oh, she feeling me. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And that's just not what it is.
As a guy, we will talk. Yeah, we will do that. Yeah, well.
If we're interested and we're mutually interested, we probably won't let you know until you shoot your shot. But I mean.
But why do y'all wait for us to shoot it first?
I don't. I don't.
Okay, Ty.
I'm going to shoot my shot.
Okay.
Shooter's going to shoot.
Shooter, shoot.
Hey, shooter, shoot. My favorite players in basketball was Trace McGrady and Carmelo. Shooters are going to shoot.
Period.
Straight up. But in the same fashion that you said, I'm going to just say a comment just to get me in the door. Look, I remember I told a girl one time, walked up on her. She was having a drink. I was like, look, I just want to let you know. I don't want your number or nothing. I just want to let you know you look very beautiful.
See, boom. I don't know if you got a lady or not, but you're handsome. You're very handsome. Same thing.
Like, and I just walked off. And later on in the night.
Why did you walk off?
Huh?
Oh, you just wanted to
because I know the game. Yeah. I've been in the game a long time.
You did the fake.
No.
That wasn't
a shot. No.
That was the carrot out there.
That's what we like to call the old heave ho.
Yeah, that was it. Come up. Let me say something to you. Let me walk away. Later in the night when I seen her. Because I knew I was going to see her again.
Uh-huh. Most
intentionally.
Definitely.
You got to intentionally shoot.
Bumping. Oh, okay.
Intentionally shoot. So the next time I seen her, I was like, dang, you're out here still looking beautiful. She started smiling. Okay, cool. That's number two.
What's the rule? If you smile twice,
that's number two. Gone. So the third time she came back around, I was like, look, where's your phone at? I gave her my number. Left for the night.
Bang.
She hit me up later.
Bang, bang.
Look at the shooter. Look at Tracy McGrady.
I'm different. I'm not a shooter. So that don't work.
Yeah, you're not a shooter.
I'm not a shooter.
You're not a shooter.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging, but I can say that. I've known him for years.
I know my game, though.
Yeah.
I'm a one-on-one.
Okay.
If I get you one-on-one.
Okay, love and basketball.
There is no is over.
Okay.
There is no beating me.
Okay.
I'm undefeated one-on-one.
Okay, Shaq. Okay.
Team setting, horrible. I ain't got nothing for you. One-on-one, I'm a beast. So it depends on how you are. You say you're not a shooter, you may be a one-on-one. Because you got a vibe. You're definitely a vibe.
Okay, so do y'all respect women that shoot their shot?
Depends.
It depends on how you do it.
No, wait, let me ask the last one because he answered first. Why does it depend? What does it depend on?
This is horrible, but what she looked like.
True. You
know
what I'm saying?
It would be honest.
But it's the effort. You don't respect the effort.
Nah.
You don't appreciate the effort.
We respect the effort. It depends on what they look and how many shots they're like. If I'm right here, and like you see her just making her way, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Like, oh, whoa. Relax. Yeah,
that's very true.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean like asking other people what's up with you?
Right. Like we see the, like we now we know your line, right?
And if you're shooting your shot around, and then by the time you get it,
this ain't
the layup drill.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I am not a YMCA.
Okay.
No. You're running the three man weave, and I'm the last one to get the ball. No, you're not doing it.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Like, no. Keep that shot. We don't respect that. But I think that was just depends.
But don't y'all shoot y'all shot at multiple females?
Yeah, but we have to.
Before.
Because the rate.
Before. Now, before. It was, before, for me, it was quantity. Now right. It's quality.
Okay. So you're back to the quality.
So
quality.
If I see a quality female, I'll be like, yeah, I'm finna go get that. And I eye it early.
And if you see two quality females, you're gonna go after both of them?
No. Because you always going to have a higher... It's always going
to
be something
But wait,
higher.
Why does that have to be the pressure on us when y'all do the same?
It's okay always gonna be y'all.
No, you saw the twist? I'm only asking because we just said... Y'all just said if you shooting a shot at Billy, Bob, and Rick and you come up to me, I'm not going to respect that. So I'm just asking.
But would you respect... It's the same for space. Y'all. It's the same for y'all. Like, you've seen, like...
You don't hand out gold medals to everybody, Nick.
You've seen a guy in the club with his phone out talking to a girl. He go to the bar, come up to you, and talking to you. And you've seen him pull his phone. Like, I've seen you just get... Yeah, you don't respect him.
You're not going to get no play out of me.
Right.
Playboy.
Because I just seen you pull your phone out. He could have been showing her the WhatsApp. Bro, like, hey, get on this Acorn, get these stocks right for her. Now he want to talk to you. Nah, I seen you pull your phone out. Good, he done.
But I also think,
I don't know about me now, but me then, I think I would probably still give them my number and I probably wouldn't respond.
Why do y'all do that?
I don't.
That's a waste.
That was young me.
Just say
I can't,
no.
Say
no.
Because I think sometimes like we don't want to hurt y'all feelings by saying no.
But honestly, to that point, it's a lot of crazy like all of these movies I watch. There's a lot of crazy guys out there. Like if they say no, then they flip, and then they get a.
Then I'm on Fatal Attraction.
Right.
And
that's true.
But saying yes and getting the number is even worse because the next time I see you,
because now you got an expectation. Like, damn, I got her number. Now she can't argue with you guys.
That's if I go to the same place.
Come on, this, man. People pop up on you.
No, this is why I said me back then because there's only a handful of... I mean, there's still only a handful of places I go now. However, back then, I was more... I was more predictable back then. Back then, every Friday, I was at Roxy Penthouse.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
We getting old, champ.
You felt that.
Back then, it's, you know, it was predictable. I bet she gonna be here. But now I might go to one place 2 weeks in a row, and I might not go for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? So back then, my movements was a little more predictable than they are right now. Shandy said, "You're the last option after everyone else turned him down." Well, that's a downer.
Yeah,
that's a Debbie downer.
Yeah, Debbie downer. Imani said, "Some niggas will kill you. Better off blocking once you leave." Period.
Hey, it's real. Shout out to Imani. I used to wonder, but it's real out there, bro. I didn't see stories. Debbie did that because she said no.
No, like legit. So
everybody can't take rejection.
Right? Yeah, that's me back in the day. So I don't.
You could take rejection now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But then again, I haven't shot my shot.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think, you know, when Sammy is in my face.
All right.
And
Here we go. Sammy, if you're listening.
Delusions of Granger.
No, it's please not a delusion.
Please don't say no to this girl.
We already know each other. He just.
What?
We already know each other.
Son, listen. We already know each other. Don't say no to this girl.
Anyway, just say y'all ain't finna play with me. And so, no, but to be for real. If I see somebody and I feel like shooting my shot, it might take me a little bit.
Why?
You gotta build up that. Come on,
bro. I haven't shot my shot in forever, so I'm not just gonna jump out the gate going half court. That's how you miss.
You gotta build up that confidence.
But that goes to what I asked earlier.
You miss most of the shots you don't take.
Yeah,
you miss all of the shots you don't take.
No,
you miss 100% of the shots you don't
take. I'm gonna take it. I'm not gonna take it right away.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wait a little bit.
But that's how you allow somebody else to take.
You might be right, but then again, like I said, I haven't shot my shot. I haven't wanted to shoot my shot in a while. Okay, so
that's a big thing.
I haven't wanted to.
Yeah. She's been around ugly guys, man.
First of all, sir, you're gonna respect us.
Hey, I'm just translating what she tried to say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we're called facially exquisite.
I'm just saying, I haven't wanted to shoot my shot in a minute. So maybe when I get the urge to shoot my shot again, then
you need a new line, though.
You got to work on it. We got to give you a line too.
No, don't give me a line. I'm figuring out.
No. You might need a little help with that line.
KBI here. Oh, I think you're handsome.
That might have worked.
Y'all do be handsome. Y'all be smelling good. Like, y'all put on the smell good for a female to say y'all smell good.
This is true.
So yes, y'all do.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, y'all do. So you're gonna want a girl to comment on your phone.
We only do half of the stuff we do. For females.
I don't. Not no more.
Sir.
Before? Yes.
Now that's how you got started. Now you know better.
I don't care.
Going out of the gate. No, that's how you got started.
Hey, man.
You wouldn't bathe every day if you didn't have to.
What? No, I ain't going to say all that.
Wait
now.
A minute.
Come on now. You're going a little too far.
Hold on.
Whoa now.
Wait.
But yeah.
But you do it because you want to smell good. Why? Because you want to attract the women.
Not really. I mean, I'm just out here just being me.
All right, bro.
Content.
A vibe is for a vibe.
There it is.
I'm out here matching energies in 2020.
Okay, Jill Scott.
See, but you, okay, okay, August. No, no, I think for me, I'm not. I was matching energy.
Mm.
I was.
Right.
Until somebody told me, don't match their energy. Match, like, keep your energy because you're attracted. You're gonna attract. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
matching energy to me.
No.
Because let's say me and you dating, right?
Yeah.
Or trying to talk or converse, and you just on some play shit. Like you just not.
Right.
I'm not. If
you're matching that energy, you're gonna be on some play.
But
shit
too. That's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna match your energy. I'm gonna keep my energy and leave you where you at. And somebody got the same energy that I have, is we gonna find each other?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
So in that aspect, yeah, matching energy. But if you want to play shit, you can play by yourself. Play with your mammy, not with me.
Wow.
That was an old school line right
there. We ain't doing that.
Not your mom, not your mother, your mammy.
She using word Nathaniel, your mammy. Come on, man.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that at all. I mean, I will. I got you.
I love it.
Hey, man,
well,
I love it. Don't be talking to the producer like that.
I'm hot. I'm sorry. I got you. Okay, I do want to read like two comments though, because my computer was down.
What's up?
So I want to read some comments when we were talking about mental health real fast. Imani said that's why Ye was on Chris's neck back when you said everything happened because Chris. Shandy said, I'll still say no because it takes a lot for anyone to tell their family that they're struggling mentally.
That's true. That's deep.
That's very true.
It also goes into your support system, too. If they support you a type of way, then you should be able to tell them.
Yeah.
Natalie said, it is a partnership, honestly. And as his closest accountability, he can't be expected to take full ownership because of his state of mind. She has to hold him accountable and will walk that journey with him. It's like telling a crackhead to facilitate their own rehab. We don't know.
That's powerful.
We don't know how far gone he really is.
That's powerful.
Who said that?
Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. You own it.
She's smart.
Imani said he also has to want the help.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
That's the top
and
thing.
One last one. Shandy said mental health affects any relationship you have. You have to figure out how to navigate the world with what feels like new emotions that you don't understand, why or how you keep feeling that way, and still handle other people and their emotions.
Yeah,
definitely.
Dude.
Okay.
No lies told there.
And one last one about the shooting the shot. Shandy said some people fake energy altogether and then turn it off once in a relationship, then end up hating their man or their girl.
Talk to him.
That's facts.
Who said that?
That's Shandy. That's faking it for the draft.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Y'all here looking good in the combine.
Y'all here looking in the combine.
I'ma say this before we close. Don't introduce me to a vibe that you can't maintain. Because I'm going to hold you accountable.
I think she said a word.
It's a meme, but it's true.
It is a meme, but it's true.
I think she said a word.
I live by that because I will hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And then you can't sit and flex and be upset with me because you introduced me to this.
Right.
Mm. Don't play with me.
Tell them why you mad.
She not for play.
Play with your mama.
That's why you said the charger theory. You just charging up slowly. Because if you jump from, you just start from 100 and you ain't going nowhere from down.
That's true.
You got to build it up.
You got to build it up.
Yeah, you got to build it up.
Okay, Ty, tell them where to follow you. Tell them about your show.
Yo.
I have to listen to it. Apparently, I was really drunk.
Look, last episode.
Socially thoughtful.
Socially thoughtful.
Hey, follow us on Instagram. @s.t_podcast. Socially thoughtful. Spell thought like thought.
T-H-O-T.
Because we some thoughts. For people. We some thoughtful people.
Run that IG shock again, man. Yeah,
hey, socially thoughtful. It is S, the letter S. @t_podcast. Me and my boy DJ Warren. Levy56. That's my co-host.
We get in some trouble.
We had Nick on the. Ooh. Hey man, it was a good vibe.
Just don't judge me when you hear the show.
It is a vibe.
Even though Nick came at my neck real hard, it was a vibe.
We came up with the greatest song ever on there too.
I have to be on there sober.
Oh yeah, you gotta listen to the last episode.
I gotta be on there sober. You got the song of the year, I think.
Hey man.
Me?
I'm gonna play it for you after we close out.
All right, back. Go ahead, Warren. Tell them where to follow you, man. What you got coming up?
Ooh wee. So you can follow me at Levy's Ice Cream, LEVYS Ice Cream all together.
Yum.
DJ Levy56, the album is out. Yow. 56 days before summer. It is the greatest thing you'll ever hear in your lifetime.
It's all twerking
music. Oh, it is a vibe.
Except for Hector. Hector makes me salsa.
It is a vibe. Also, Levy's Chicken Coop. We got something coming for you. I went and found out how much the truck is, so we getting that money.
Listen, I've been fiending for some wings, Warren.
I have been fiending for some wings so bad.
What I'm going to do, I'll give Nick the exclusive. What I'm going to do, because I'm going to be...
Slick Nick exclusive.
I'm going to be off for the next 4 days. I'm gonna do a pop-up shop for the next like 3 days. I'm gonna celebrate my birthday on the 7th. I'm taking all gifts and cash apps. yeah, all that. I need it. I got a daughter. Help me.
Keep that same energy come February, Playboy.
Oh, you know it.
Okay.
We're gonna do a pop-up shop with the wings. We're gonna do a sale. So I'll let it know when we're gonna release it and everything.
And Lauren's Lemonade. Bet, that's my dog. DJ DeLastimo, tell him where to follow you at.
Yeah, man, @DJ DeLastimo. Facebook Live, man, each and every night, 10 p.m. Quiet Storm. Y'all know where it goes. Shout out to the Quiet Storm family. But that's where we'll be at. Much love to y'all.
Thank you. And, of course, it's your girl, Slick Nick. You can follow me on Instagram, Slick Talk with Slick Nick, SlickTalkWith. SlickNikk. Just follow me on Instagram.
Somebody talk to me.
I got lost.
Talk to me. I talk back. Sponsors, help me, help you, help us. Let's work together. Once again, drinks are sponsored by Mixmasters, bartender based in Florida. Hit him up for all your party, event, bartending needs. He does travel. And yeah, see y'all next week. Y'all get on my nerves.
Yeah. I had a sponsor for you. I had another sponsor for you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Give me a sponsor.
You ready? You ready? Jones Funeral Home. You kill him?
We chill him.
You know what? I'm not going to do it.
You going to shout out the drinks, man?
I did. Oh, did. That was hey, the whole. That's how good it was. That's how good it was. Yeah, because you missed the whole thing.
And he way further down than I. Yeah, you in the mix.
He missed the whole thing. It's all right, though. That's love. I appreciate y'all for coming through.
We appreciate
thank
the
you.
Love.
This is dope. This is dope. Dope vibe, man.
Thank you, fellas, man. Dope.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I need to be back on the show when I'm sober.
Of course.
Oh, you're going to be on the Dirty Finger episode, man. It's coming.
Ew.
It's really soon. It's coming.
What you mean? Oh. Dirty Finger.
Yeah. Nick, you're going to want this episode.
Hey, her and Janae on the same episode.
That's going to yes.
All right.
Yes.
Y'all, we out. I will see y'all next week. Y'all be safe. Go to work. Stack your paper. Stop buying drugs.
Nick.
Wow.
Stay off your OnlyFans.
On your OnlyFans.
Oh, wait. Just kidding. I forgot to look at the clock.
He said 1 minute on his thing.
So he did.
What producers say, well, y'all done.
Listen. I never like mind. Just bro. Kidding. We
we back.
We still here.
He keep you on your music.
Yeah, we're
back. Prequel. Just got you.
Brief intermission. Brief intermission.
Okay, rapid topics then. Let's go.
Right.
Hey, man.
OnlyFans. You got one?
I'm going to make one for my feet.
What?
Oh.
Hey, let's do it. Get to the game. Wild.
I'm going
to
make one for my feet.
That's residual income, bro. I'm not mad at that at all.
I wish guys could do it.
Why can't you?
No, don't.
Oh, not your feet.
Don't nobody want to see man feet.
Not your feet. Yeah, no. Y'all can't do it for y'all feet.
Nick, don't nobody want to see that big ass black toenail.
I get pedicures, so I don't know about them.
So do it for your feet.
I possibly might not.
I don't know any girls that get turned over by man feet. I don't even think I would want to be with her.
Not that I go to OnlyFans or not, but I'm like, why you can't see like a little preview before you pay your money, bro?
Because, brother, hey, no. That's not the name of the game.
That's not how that works.
This is tricking, brother.
It's not how that works.
This is pimping and tricking. That's all that is.
You want my cool 20 before I see anything, boy?
I'm just saying, some of them.
I'm going to do it for my feet.
I think you should. I think you really
you
want to
see my toes in peanut butter? I got you.
Wow. It's how you do it, though. It's all in your marketing. I'm telling you, Nick. You can make a lot of money. It's all in your marketing.
People are weird out there.
No, it's some mad fetishes out there. You'll get
peanut
some
butter,
though?
Yeah, peanut butter, whipped cream, it don't matter. It's, not that I know, but I've heard.
You sound like you know.
I've heard.
It sound like you know.
Candle wax, it all depends on what you like.
It sound like
what
you know.
What you into. That's what
it depends.
You into candle wax?
No.
Not me, no.
Probably not in the feet at all.
I only got a hot 15, so I ain't into much. We gonna get this show on the road.
What? Oh, $15?
15 minutes.
Oh,
we gonna get this show on the road.
15.
Ain't nobody got time to play. We got
I'm
to get
crying.
This going.
No.
Yes, sir.
No. 15.
Ain't nobody got time to play.
No, that's for Warren only, not me.
So what's the marketing strategy on this feet thing, man? Like
you gotta have. Don't play. We'll come
know.
Up with one, Nick. Don't
real
play.
Quick. Like
I
we got time.
Man. I'm just saying, it don't take much.
I don't know, but I started signing up, but I stopped when I asked for my social because I was like, am I really serious about this?
Yeah.
Wait, ask for your social security
number. Yeah.
And ask for your social.
They
you have
to take tax off that money.
Yeah. Oh. They ask for your social. Yes. They ask for a government ID. They ooh. Ask for
Shorty made $100,000 in 2 days.
Yeah. They ask for I think your route your bank information. So like the money. I think don't quote me on that part.
Oh, that's when it got real for you, huh?
But no, it got real when I asked for my social. I was like, hold on.
We don't need
it's a life
one.
Decision.
Yeah, hold
this
on.
But you would never government. Show your face though. They would never see what you look like.
She thought it was like signing up for IG.
Yeah, no, for real, I did. I really did. No, I made a username. I did all of that.
What is your username?
I don't remember because I started like 2 months ago.
Slick
remember.
Feet.
No, I think it's something like that though. It might be
chocolate toe.
I don't know, but I
fish and shit.
I don't know. I'm not putting my social online,
feets
so I don't
beats.
Know.
Feets and beats,
saucy toes.
Oh, that's saucy it right there. Feets and beats.
Feets and beats. Nick. Hey, look.
Feets and beats.
Hey, I got the camera.
Feet. Would you want to hear your song premiere? Hit my girl up.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live. Feet and beats live.
That's nasty.
Oh, wait. Speaking of live, you go live.
Man, 10 o'clock, man. Quiet storm, if I can.
How do you like it as a DJ? As, from one DJ to another.
Oh, here we go.
How do you like it being that there's no audience?
I'm very interactive, so yeah, like I have to have the audience. It's like different for me. So like when I do live mixes now, it feels weird because I have like a screen up so I can see the comments.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I engage like, bro, if you like this song, hands up, man. Okay. Fire emojis if you know. Mm-hmm. Oh man, bump. So I'm real engaged. So when I do mixes now, it's weird. It's like there's nobody out there.
Right.
It's crickets.
It's crickets.
I got on and tried it for the first time, and I was like, yeah, this is. I'm very much energy. Energy giving, energy coming back.
So me too. It's so you're looking at yourself when you but like if you engage, like so my audience, they very chat be going like this and you be missing stuff. Like, oh, what'd you say? So like my energy carries off to them. So you can see that they're excited too by their comments.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I'm tuned in. Mm-hmm. Definitely live. It's a live quiet storm.
Yeah, yeah. It's they're a trip.